Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike Series Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Marina Lieros Naples, and today is one of two quick lunch break shows this week. I do them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're 15 minutes long. It's a learning lunch break show. And on the opposite weeks, on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, I have a special guest on different topics each time. And that show is for 30 minutes. So I hope that you will tune in and join me not only for this show, but also my other shows as well. And today's show is Easy Telepathy Games You Can Try with a Partner. And I don't know if you read my little write-up about it, but I said life is serious enough, and there seems there's little time left for play, to relax, or to work on improving your psychic and intuition skills. Just like any skill, you need to practice to get better and finally good at it. I'm going to share a few games with you today that you can try when you have a few minutes during your day or your evening. These are easy and they're fun, and they don't really require much. Pen and paper, a deck of cards, and that's really just about it. And have you heard about psi-missing? If you haven't heard about that, I'll be covering a bit about that as well. And before we get started there, what I'm going to do is tell you a little bit about episodes that I have coming up after this. Got on Thursday is about dreams. What are your dreams telling you? Do you remember your dreams? I'm going to give you some tips about recording your dreams and trying to get some information out of your dreams. They're not just for releasing from the day. That's part of it. But dreams are on many levels. And I'll get more into that on Thursday at noon. And then on May 12th at 6 o'clock p.m., my special guest is Julie Halifax. And Julie is a reflexologist. She's been doing this for many, many years, and she's very good at it. I've been able to have different sessions with Julie, and I can say that she does very, very well. So you're going to learn a lot about what she does and how it's done and the benefits that it offers. But today's show, Telepathy Games, are you ready? Do you have pen and paper handy to be able to take some notes? If not, go run and get some. So telepathy, what is telepathy? Telepathy is the intuitive or psychic ability to be able to pick on other people up on other people's feelings, their thoughts, their motives, and just to find out, you know, you just get that impression. Is if somebody's in the room or somebody just walks in without looking at them, you can tell what type of mood they're in. Part of that is you're picking up a sensory, and that's a psychic impression there. Telepathy is actually from mind to mind, the thoughts, images, and feelings about something, of what the person is radiating. So you're picking up the thoughts. You're connected to them telepathically. You're connected to their mind back and forth. And there are a lot of different games that you can do with this. Now, you can do it with somebody who's in front of you. You can do it with somebody who's in the other room or even in another city, state, country. So they could be on the other side of the world. And many experiments have been done with this, and even with outer space, to see if it's distance related. And they found out, no, it's not, because in actuality, there is no such thing as time and space. We are all one. We are all connected. And so we can always pick up on, tune into, and connect with other people. I know there are a lot of fiction books out there where they're picking up now, and I've read quite a number of them, where they have them telepathically connected, and they're actually carrying on conversations. I don't know anyone who has got the ability to be able to do that so finite, to be able to just carry on conversations. They see something, someone responds back to it, and all telepathically. If you know anybody, let me know, because I've never heard of that. That would be pretty amazing. Okay, so here are some very easy different type of telepathy games or practice points to be able to do. You can, with somebody, you can take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle. On one side, yes, the other side, no, or correct and incorrect, right, wrong, whatever words you want to use, you can use those. So just one on one side of the paper and one on the other with a line drawn down. And this is going to do, you're going to keep a tally of how accurate each one of these is. Now, with, you can do the easiest one, picking numbers. Have somebody pick numbers, 1 through 9. Why not 1 through 10? Because 10, you don't want to confuse it. You're just starting out. You want to be able to get a feel for this, because 10 also has the number 1 in it. So if somebody said, well, it's 1. No, it was a 10. Well, if they, or they said a 10. No, it was only a 1. They got that 1. So we're going to leave the 10 out. Numbers 1 through 9. And that'll work right there. And what they do, the one person, is going to think of a number, or have, they have it written down, and they're going to look at that number, vision that number in their mind. Think of the number, the word, how many, like picturing 9 apples or something like that. So you're getting 9. Now, could the person pick up if you're also picturing 9 apples? Yes, they could say a round red object or a green object. Something like that. They might think it's a ball. They could be picking something else up as well. So we want to stick to numbers, though, and have them really focus on what number that is. And again, you want to do that, not just 1, 2, 3 times. You want to try that like 20 times in a row, the one person, after they sat down. You're both relaxed. You take in those 3 relaxing breaths. You let them out very slowly. And then you can begin. You want a relaxed state of mind when you're doing this. You don't want to just jump in. You're still thinking about the kids or work or the errands you have to run, or you've got whatever you have, the other things that you need to do, or a problem that's on your mind. You want to be relaxed, and you want to be able to let go of everything around you. So keep a tally of that. And don't get discouraged when you see if you have more wrong than right. And we're going to cover that again later. Another one you can do, and I brought up the apples before, and this is the same thing along the lines with the numbers. You can have another one person, whether they're there with you or halfway across the world, it doesn't matter. Pick a time that you're in, the, you're doing it at the same time, making sure checking with time zones so you are doing it at the same time. One person could pick an object that's in their home, a candle, a particular lamp that has something unique about it, a picture on the wall, a piece of artwork. They could have, a coffee mug that has a picture on it or words with a particular saying on it. And so they are going to stare at that object. They're going to picture it. They're going to look at everything about the design of it, the lines having to do with it, if there's color in there too. So they're going to be using that, and they're just really going to be engrossed in that object, and they're going to have that in their mind. Now, another thing, this is, you're going to be able to keep as a running tally with this. Again, don't play it. Don't put money involved in it. Just keep a running tally. Pick one lottery game, just one, and write down the date and write down the numbers that you pick for it. And when the numbers come up, see how well you did, and just keep doing that and doing that. And this isn't about something about getting discouraged at. What this is, so you want to build your intuition and psychic skills. And as I started the whole show off today, is that you have to practice to really hone that skill. Not only the lottery, but you could do a stock market. Again, pick only one stock at a time. Don't jump all over the place, because if you pick a few and you're saying this one is not doing good and that one goes up, and you could actually be getting it. The one that you're seeing going down is actually the other one is going down. Pick one stock. Pick one lottery. Now, you've got people all the time that you come in contact with, whether you are online and working and you have your Zoom or Skype meetings or FaceTime meetings, whether or not you go to a place and you are there with people in the office, in the restaurant, or whatever the hospital, whatever your work is, and you see those same people during each one of your shifts, you can pick one person. Don't tell them you're doing this because it might make them feel rather uncomfortable. This is going to be your own little secret, okay? Your own secret is that pick one person at work, and in the evening, sit down, and once again, you want to keep score of this. You want to keep a track record of this every single time you do it. What color is that person going to their shirt or slacks or dress? What color or what does that outfit look like? What does that shirt look like? Is it a single color, multicolor, design, polka dots, stripes, a picture on it? And so keep a running tally with that. Again, don't look at them when you go to work, though, and having them getting really nervous because you're always looking at them. This is your little secret, and just act very nonchalant about it. Another way is have one person thinking about an event, a memory in their life that means a lot to them. Whether it's a wedding, a birth of a child or grandchild, a promotion, the day they adopted a child, and have them relive that moment, that time in their mind. And, not the whole day because it's a lot of information. Picking out maybe what you were wearing, what your wedding dress looked like, your tuxedo looked like, what that child was wearing when you adopted the child, where the location was of the wedding or retirement, the graduation, things like that, the location of it and who was there with you. So you can picture what it is that you were looking at predominantly. And then the other person will be tuning in, and I'll touch on that quickly before we close up because we have just about 3 minutes left on the show here. Now, again, keep a diary of everything that you're doing every single day. Write down what you got write down what you got correct and write down what you got wrong. And being wrong can be just as important as being right. Psi missing. Psi. Psi is another word for ESP, for psychic. And psi missing is when someone consistently against the odds gets things wrong way too often, way too much. There is no coincidence about this. Taking a look at that, having them learn really what it is, where do they see or where do they hear, what do they feel, sense, smell, what is it when they get their answers, where is it in their mind? The left, the front, the right, behind them, in front of them, up above. So they can pinpoint what they're doing when they get those wrong answers. Is it lit up? Is it darker? Is it faded? Compared to their right answers, what did they get when they got the right answers that differed from the wrong answers? So that is something, again, for being able to hone those skills. And you want to be able to practice doing it. The person who is on the other end, who is imaging it to the person receiving, you want to be able to keep that in your mind very strong, whether it's the number, you're writing it out and you're seeing the actual number, or even Roman numeral. If you start getting too much in there, you're going to confuse everything. So pick one, pick two, and that's it. So what you want to do is hold those images in your mind, the feelings in your mind, and just hold that and keep seeing it, keep visioning it in your mind. And if you're not good at keeping a vision in your mind, if you have a photograph, you can hold that photograph and keep looking at it. And so that way you can help the other person. And then also you're going to switch and help somebody else do that so they can go ahead and hone their skills to be able to do this. My name is Marina Lieros-Naples, and this is the Blog Talk Radio Show of Meeting Ike Series. Thank you for joining me, and please tune in on this coming Thursday at noon for my next show about dreams. Goodbye for now.